is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful and informative episode of the Silsila Discourses of Attar. As always, we try to encourage ourselves, each other, to try and make as many good intentions as possible. So at the outset, at the beginning of this Silsila, please make as many good intentions as you can, that I will listen to the Silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points, I will try to practice upon them, encourage them to my family members, my spouse, my children, even my society. In this manner, whichever other good intentions you can make, please try to make them to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Indeed, there are countless benefits in reciting durood, salat ala nabi, and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in the summary of a beautiful hadith that the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned. That person who recites durood, salat, or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, continuing from the last episode regarding incidences of the graveyard, of the grave and the dwellers of the grave, and what can benefit them. When wanting to visit the blessed tomb of a pious saint of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, or the grave of any Muslim, then it is mustahab, it is recommended to perform 2 rakat of nafil salah, optional salah, as long as the time is not a makruh time. Recite these 2 rak'at in your home. In each rak'at, recite Ayatul Kursi 1 time and Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 3 times after Surah Fatiha. And donate the reward of this salah to the deceased whose grave you are going to visit. Allah Azza wa Jal will create brilliance in the grave of that deceased person, and He will bestow an extremely great reward on the one who donated this reward. Subhanallah. Our beloved master, the intercessor of the ummah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, whoever enters a graveyard and recites Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and Surah Takathur, Alhaakumut Takathur, and then makes the following dua: O Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever I have recited from the Holy Quran, grant the reward of it to all the Muslim men and women buried in this graveyard. Then all of them will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith that whoever recites Surah Ikhlas 11 times and conveys and passes the rewards of its virtues to the deceased, to the dead people, the dead Muslims, he will be rewarded in accordance with the number of the deceased. Isal al-thawab can also be done in the following way. Go to the graveyard, recite Surah Fatiha from Alif Lam Mim to Muflihun of Surah Baqarah. Recite Ayatul Kursi, the ayah Amanur Rasulu, to the end of the surah. Recite Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Surah Takathur once each, and Surah Ikhlas, the complete surah, 12, 11, 7 or 3 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leader of the awliya Allah, the king of the awliya Allah, our Ghawth-e Pak, Ghawth-e Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi, was a humbly, meaning that he was a follower, a muqallid of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a follower of the Hanbali school of fiqh. Ghawth-e Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would often visit the graveyards, and in particular the blessed tombs, the mazarat, of the pious saints of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In this regard, Shaykh Ali bin Haytami, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has stated, "Once I visited the enlightened tomb of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst in the sacred company of Ghawth-e Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, and Shaykh Baqa bin Batu rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where I saw that Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came out from his blessed grave. He hugged Ghawth-e Pak Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, granted him the attire of honor and said, 'O Abdul Qadir, all people will be dependent on you for the knowledge of Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, and Tariqah, Islamic spirituality.' Then I went with Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the blessed tomb of Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani said, 'O Shaykh Ma'ruf, peace be upon you. We have gone beyond you by two levels.' Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then replied from the grave, 'Wa alayka salamu ya Sayyida ahli zamanihi,' meaning, 'And peace be upon you, O leader of the people of your times. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, from this we learn that even after the passing from this world, the pious saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, are indeed alive in their blessed tombs, as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came out from his enlightened grave to embrace Ghawth-e Pak Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani. And similarly, Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had replied to his greeting from his radiant tomb in such a way that it was heard from outside. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Abu Nadr Nishapuri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who was a pious grave digger, he has narrated, "Once I dug a grave, but a path to the adjacent grave was formed in a wrong manner. I saw a handsome young man who was clothed in fine clothing and fragrant with exquisite perfume, sitting cross-legged, reciting the Holy Quran. When he saw me, the young man said, 'Has the day of judgment come?' I replied, 'No.' To which he then said, 'Put the soil which you moved back in its place.' So I moved the soil back. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal preserves the bodies of his prophets, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, of his pious saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and distinguish people even in the grave, and bestows countless benefits and bounties upon them. These honorable individuals gain the pleasure of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal even in their blessed tombs. Allah Azza wa Jal causes their blessed tombs to become beautifully fragrant, and sometimes makes this apparent to the common people for their encouragement. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Ibn Abi Dunya, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has narrated from Sayyidina Mughira bin Habib, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that a fragrance would emanate from a particular grave. Someone dreamt that the one buried in that grave had asked, "What is this fragrance?" The reply was given, "This is the fragrance of reciting the Holy Quran and fasting." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, from this we learn that there are unlimited blessings in the recitation of the Holy Quran, in fasting, and other ibadat, other acts of worship, and that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal causes the graves of His obedient and pious servants to become fragrant from His infinite rahmah and mercy. Once a waliullah, a saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stated, "One of my neighbors used to utter heretical statements. After his death, I saw him in a dream, and I saw that he had a deformed eye. I asked him, 'What happened?' And he replied, 'I used to abuse the blessed Sahaba, and now Allah has made me abused.' Having said, he covered his defective eye with his hand." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, from this narration we learn that it is extremely dangerous, in fact, to pick faults in the blessed companions, to pick faults in the blessed Sahaba alayhimur ridwan. Leave aside saying such things with the tongue, when one should not even think any bad regarding these blessed personalities in the heart. On page 252 of the 1250 page book published by Dawud Islami's publishing department, Maktabuddin Madina, entitled Bahari Shariat, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'zami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, "All the blessed companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, are people of goodness and taqwa and piety, and they are completely just. It is absolutely necessary, fard and compulsory, to speak good of them whenever they are mentioned." He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has further stated on page 254, "All the blessed companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the highest in status and the lowest, and there is really none low in status amongst them, are destined for Jannah, for paradise. Let alone entering the hellfire, they will not even hear the sound of the hellfire, and they will remain according to their own wishes and desires forever. The immense calamity of the Day of Judgment will not cause them any grief, and on that day, the malaika, the angels, will welcome them, saying that this is the day that you were promised." This subject is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in fact. The devotee of the blessed companions and the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, His Eminence Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated that the Ahl Sunnah will attain their destination with the companions as stars and the blessed household as the means of transportation. Subhanallah. Shayban bin Hassan has stated, "My father and Abdul Wahid bin Zaid went to participate in an Islamic battle. Now, on the way, they saw a mysterious well from which they could hear some noises. They peeped inside and they saw a person who was sitting on a chair and water was flowing beneath him. They asked this person, "Are you a human being or a jinn?" He replied, "I am a human." They asked him, "Where are you from?" He replied, "I am from Antakya." He then said, "My story is that I have passed away, and now I have been imprisoned in this well because of some unpaid debts. Although some people of Antakya, they speak well of me, but nobody has paid off my debts." Then those two people, they went to Antakya, and after collecting the necessary information, they paid off the debt of that man who was imprisoned in that mysterious well. And then they returned to this place where the well was. Now, neither was that man there, nor was the well there itself. When they slept at that place where the well was, they saw a dream in which that same individual came to them. And he said, "Jazakum Allahu anni khayran." May Allah Azza wa Jal give you both an abundant return from me. After paying my debts, Allah Azza wa Jal has placed me in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this we learn that debt is indeed a heavy burden to bear. Those who delay especially in paying off their debts should take heed from this narration. And instead of refusing their creditor, they themselves should go to him to repay the debt and express their gratitude to them. It is possible that in delaying the repayment until tomorrow, the death mote may arrive and send you to your grave. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, "I swear by the one in whose soul control is my soul, if a person is killed in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and then given life again, and he is then killed in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and then given life again, and he has the burden of debt over his head, he will not enter paradise until his debt is paid. If a Muslim passes away in the state that he is in debt, then those close to him should immediately pay back that debt so that there can be ease in the grave of that deceased person." The most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Without doubt, your companion has been stopped at the door of Jannah because of his debts. If you want, you can pay all his debt, and if you want, you can relinquish him," that is, the deceased borrower, "to the torment." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have we seen how great this burden is to have debts on our heads? Therefore, as quick as possible, try to repay those debts. Sayyidina Abu Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has stated, "I placed the body of a pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jal into the grave. When I untied the shroud and I placed his head on the earth so that Allah Azza wa Jal would have mercy on his state, the pious man opened his eyes." This deceased pious man opened his eyes and he said to me, "O Abu Ali, you are humiliating me in front of the one," that is Allah Azza wa Jal, "who bestows special grace upon me." I then said, "O my master, is there life after death?" He replied, "I am alive, and every individual who is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal is alive. By virtue of the power and honor that I will be granted, certainly on the day of judgment, I will help you." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this we learn that the blessed martyrs, the shuhada, and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the awliya Allah, indeed are alive in their graves, and they are aware of everything. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, Allama Ali Qari rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has written in the commentary of Mishkat Sharif that, in principle, there is no difference in the two states in principle, that is, in the life and in death of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For this reason, it is said that they do not die, but they are merely moved from one place to another. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us this true understanding of His beautiful deen of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the enthusiasm to make tayyari and preparation for our qabr. Sooner or later we will die. We do not know the condition. We must make dua that we will die in a good state. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.